Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. This month, we've been listening to music by William Grant Still, a 20th century African-American composer. Hundreds of years before Still lived, before there even was a country called America, there were other black composers. The composer of that concerto is known as the Chevalier de Saint-Georges. Chevalier is French for knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. His real name was Joseph de Boulogne, but no one ever calls him that. His mother was an African slave on a plantation on the island of Guadeloupe in the Caribbean. His father was the Frenchman who owned that plantation. The Chevalier followed his father back to Paris, where he studied music and had a great career as a violinist and composer. But he was equally famous for fencing, sword fighting. Almost a century later, there was another black violinist composer whose father was also French, but whose mother came from Cuba. José Silvestre de los Dolores White y Lafitte, also known as Joseph White, studied in Paris too. He even wound up teaching at the Paris Conservatory. Samuel Coleridge Taylor's father was a doctor from Africa who married an English woman, so he was born in England. The line, "By the shores of Gitche Gumee, by the shining big sea water," doesn't sound African or English. Coleridge Taylor is most famous for a piece inspired by American poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's Hiawatha. Composer Fela Sawande was actually born in Africa, in Nigeria. But just before he was 13, he moved to England, where he studied European music, and then worked as both a jazz musician and an organist. Sawande combined native African music with European orchestral style in his African suite. There are also black composers who are still alive, like Adolphus Hailstork, who's a professor of music at Old Dominion University in Virginia. Hailstork's music is performed by a lot of major orchestras. A reaction to gang violence inspired Chicago composer James Kemo Williams. One summer, three children in Chicago were killed by gangs, including Eric Morse. Eric was killed because he refused to steal candy for other kids. James Kemo Williams dedicated the piece Fanfare for Life to the memory of Eric Morse and the other gang victims. One of the most famous American dance tunes, The Charleston, was written in the early 1900s by James P. Johnson. And then there's Scott Joplin, who traveled all over the Midwest playing and composing music that was very popular when he lived, ragtime. ¶¶ The Maple Leaf Rag by Scott Joplin. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.